Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 241 of Beyond the Supernatural. We're still in the monsters section, and today we're discussing the Dimensional Ghoul. Now, the Dimensional Ghoul is one of two ghouls here in the bestiary, and a ghoul is a gritty horror classic. I like a ghoul. I think everybody likes a ghoul. The ghoul, I think, probably the best low-level undead in Dungeons & Dragons. The ghouls in Vampire the Masquerade, not ghouls in the classic sense, but also excellent. There's something gritty and desperate and deeply stomach-turning about a ghoul. But even with that background, even in that context, the Dimensional Ghoul chills me to the bone. The Dimensional Ghoul, there's a detail here that tells us just what kind of dark and bonkers world we're dealing with in Beyond the Supernatural. And we'll get there, but first you need to know a little more about what a Dimensional Ghoul is. Quote, "The Dimensional Ghoul is a tall, thin humanoid which, in dim light and at a distance, may be mistaken for a human. A closer look will reveal its long, jagged teeth, sunken eyes, large, pointed ears, and sagging gray skin hanging off a skeletal, thin body. Like all ghouls, the creature feeds on the flesh of the dead." It goes on to say that while the ghoul will eat any kind of dead flesh, it really has a taste for dead human flesh, but not out of any special animosity. Quote, "Unlike the Dybbuk, it has no deep-rooted hatred for mankind. It just likes to eat them after they die." It's the same way I feel about chickens. Nothing too monstrous so far. However, quote, "Being a base creature, the Dimensional Ghoul hangs around dilapidated parts of town and seedy places of human habitation. Bars, drug houses, slums, and the streets in the worst parts of town. They also enjoy harassing, scaring, and hurting humans, roughing them up, and maiming people, especially when the monster feels threatened, cornered, or that its current meal might be taken from it." Now, this has all been from the previous page where the Dimensional Ghoul entry started, but here we're getting into the stuff that's usable at the table. That's who the Dimensional Ghoul is. What do they do? Well, the thing to know about them is they are scavengers, not killers, typically. It says here the Dimensional Ghouls sometimes disguise themselves as homeless people and wander around the streets seeking street people who are either recently dead or are just about to die and sort of hanging around until they die, at which point the Dimensional Ghoul can chow down. Quote, "Unlike grave ghouls and other scavengers, the Dimensional Ghoul has no qualms about helping a sick or injured human or animal on the verge of dying do so a little faster, or drag them to a hiding place where no one should find them and wait until they pass away. That having been said, the Dimensional Ghoul seldom kills a healthy living creature." It goes on to say, quote, "If the D-Ghoul accidentally kills a healthy human or finds a recently deceased individual, it will probably eat a portion, 10%, of him on the spot. But like all ghouls, fresh meat is not a very palatable taste, so it will carry or drag the body to its lair or a hiding place and let it rot for a few days before feasting on the corpse. It's like if you make stew and then at the end you have a taste and you're like, ugh, this really needs a while to sit and kind of all come together, but I'm going to eat a bunch of it now anyway. I've just been through an ordeal. I made stew." In the same way, if a Dimensional Ghoul should kill, let's say, a paranormal investigator in self-defense, you know, they're just laying there. They don't taste very good, but, you know, the ghoul will stress eat, say, the flesh off an arm or something like that, then take the rest back to their dismal lair to rot for a little while and really let the flavors come together. Now, the gimmick of the Dimensional Ghoul is that it's not really from here, and it's not limited to this dimension. Dimensional Ghouls can teleport from dimension to dimension, and they can even take someone with them, although it's tricky because the dimensional hop does a bunch of damage to the passenger, and after the hop, if you had control over the ghoul, you lose it. So there's an inherent danger in using a Dimensional Ghoul as a ferryman across dimensions, but you can do it. So there are worse ways to get to rifts. This is no Serpent Mound. This is not traveling in style, but who are you, Victor fucking Laszlo? You're not too good for a ghoul, Mr. Fancy Pants. If you want to go to rifts, you can take 1d6 times 10 damage, just like everybody else. And if you can't beat the shit out of a D-ghoul, you've got no business going to Rifts Earth anyway. So that's all background. The Dimensional Ghoul, a scavenger, seeks out either fresh corpses or those who are very sick and on the verge of death, eats rotting flesh, and is much more cosmopolitan than the regular ghoul, travels around a lot, including to other dimensions, and as a result, does not necessarily know our ways, except as those ways intersect with the dead and dying. Quote, "knows all languages, colon, magically understands and speaks all languages at 78%, but cannot read, though most have figured out what certain words and neon signs, like, quote, bar, and, quote, topless, mean. This is the dumbest thing on this page, but it really does drive the point home. I've seen it commented that early Vampire the Masquerade, more than later editions, was over-the-top dark, like German expressionist dark. It was an exaggerated world. It was a world where there are like gargoyles on the rooftops in Los Angeles. But early World of Darkness can't hold a candle to a world where an interdimensional predator slinking in the urban underworld, seeking fresh corpses and those who are sick unto death, learns to identify by sight the word topless to help find prey. How fucked up does your downtown have to be that a monster seeking rotting human meat is like,
topless, I will feast tonight.
Ugh. Now, I can't speak about this with authority. I know that if you're a regular listener to Make a Dumb Cast, you may come away with the misapprehension that I'm some kind of a pervert. But there are ways in which I'm surprisingly wholesome. For example, I've never been inside a strip club except one time to deliver flowers. As a result, I cannot personally vouch for how often you are likely to find a corpse or a mortally wounded individual inside a strip club. But I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if the answer in the world of Beyond the Supernatural is more often than not. Now, there is an alternative, less chilling possibility here, which is that, as we said, dimensional ghoul, it's a base creature. It loves to watch people participate in vices. It loves to be surrounded by like a seedy feel. So it may just be that the dimensional ghoul, in addition to being a cannibal, that's not its whole life. It's also just like a casual titty bar fan. Now, as you know, if you've ever been around someone who's breastfeeding, breasts can be, how to put it, almost overwhelmingly wholesome, extremely positive and uplifting. My understanding is that this is not how breasts are featured in strip clubs. Not to say that you shouldn't be able to breastfeed in a strip club. If push comes to shove, I think that you should be, although I have questions about how we arrived at this moment. It may just be that the dimensional ghoul goes to strip bars because it loves to see breasts portrayed in a sordid way. That would fit with the skills of the dimensional ghoul. Another strong contender for dumbest thing on this page. They include gambling, colon, dirty tricks, 40%. This means that dimensional ghouls, in addition to being casual titty bar fans, also love to cheat at cards but are not very good at it. Who plays cards with a dimensional ghoul? How does it get to the point that the dimensional ghoul feels comfortable trying to deal from the bottom of the deck? I imagine a dimensional ghoul, gaunt, jagged teeth, 7 feet tall, in an old battered fedora, sitting at a table with a bunch of nervous-looking human gamblers, rotting skin, soulless eyes, cackling to itself and thinking,
"Yes, now I have gained their trust. Now I shall attempt card shenanigans. Ha 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 ha."
Motherfucker, they don't trust you. They're too scared to leave. Maybe that's why it's only a 40% rating for gambling, colon, dirty tricks. When you're a dimensional ghoul, people are prone to think the worst of you. It's unfair, but it's true. And in this case, maybe justified, since you spend basically all of your time lurking around strip clubs, cheating at craps in the alley, and eating the skin of the occasional patron who dies in the restroom. Never gamble with someone who's eaten human flesh, is my general rule. It's a sign of a bad nature. Anyway, the dimensional ghoul is basically fine, basically just a trench coat horror version of a real-life monster we're all familiar with, the creep. But in this scenario, to me, the real monster is the strip club. I'm going to hold on to the idea that the world of Beyond the Supernatural is one where looking for the word topless on a neon sign is a good indication that there are corpses nearby. That's the level of over-the-top dismal shit that I'm personally looking for in a grimy, campy trenchcoat horror setting. And by the way, none of this should be construed as like kill the stripper jokes. I don't know much about strip clubs, but I know that based on the strippers I've seen and the strip club patrons that I've seen, it's the patrons typically who look like they could drop dead from some wasting disease at any moment. They're the ones I imagine dropping and rotting in the vicinity of strip clubs. Just to make sure this isn't too dark, this episode about dead people at strip clubs and eating human flesh, join me next time when we move on from dropping dead from illness at the strip club and getting your ass eaten by a ghoul to arguably an even dumber way to die on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top-secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Megadumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.